Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to spend a little time about talking about pre-kindergarten, this sort of the registration process and what people need to do if they want to try to access our services in that area for the 18-19 school year. My very special guest on the program is Ron Moss. Mr. Moss is our elementary supervisor and is in charge of managing our pre-K program and lots of other things. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
I appreciate you being on today. So let's just start, Mr. Moss, with just sort of an overview. People probably don't think about pre-K much unless they have a young child and, you know, what they're going to do once children get to regular school age, they probably don't think a whole lot about that. So if you could summarize that for us.
Yeah, our pre-K program is set to ready our children who are going to be in kindergarten next year for kindergarten. We have Title I criteria that we follow. You know, it is a program based on that criteria that requires us to identify the neediest children for service, but we also have private pay services that we incorporated several years back for parents who would like for their children to come in and be given instruction that causes them to excel beyond where they might need to be, you know, at the start of kindergarten. We've got six great pre-K teachers. We have two sites at Jonathan Valley, one site at Hazelwood, one site at Clyde, one at North Canton, and one at Meadowbrook that services 108 students in our district and readies them for the start of kindergarten.
So eligibility, really, besides being the neediest according to the screening, you have to be four, is that correct?
Yeah, you have to be four on or before August 31st.
Four on or before
2018.
Yeah, on or before August 31st. So I put that, so if you're listening to the podcast or when this runs on the radio, that sort of tells you the age group and the background. So how do people, Mr. Moss, how do people go about getting on the list to be screened? How's that done?
Okay, so since about the end of October, we have had a spreadsheet opened here at the central office. We have had probably right now about 60 families that have called. And if they'll ask to speak to Brooke or Elaine, those ladies will let them know what information is needed. We get the information, and as soon as our applications are available, we will begin to call those parents and let them know that those are available here at central office. There's also going to be an article run in the paper, hopefully next week, mm-hmm. that notifies a greater number of people mm-hmm. about our program, and we'll let them know when those applications are available.
Right, and so I don't know when the podcast will run exactly yet, but basically, you know, the door's been open since October for mm-hmm. people just to inquire on their own, but we will do pretty heavy advertisement and ask people to call us and get on the list somewhere from the middle of February on into March is when we'll really start accepting those names, and then we'll tell you about how we'll register and that kind of stuff in just a minute. Okay, very, very good. So what happens after I get on the list? I got little Bill on the list. So then what happens?
Okay, the parent will pick up the application packet. They'll complete the application fully.
Fully, please.
Yes. Yes. There's lots of, you know, paperwork required from the parents too, you know.
We are a governmental agency.
Right, a birth certificate.
Whether we like it or not.
Right, birth certificate, immunization records, right. You know, all of that stuff has to be submitted.
State right. and federal stuff.
Residency verification, all of that yeah. has to be a part of that application.
Yeah.
Within the application, parents are given the opportunity to rank order the site that they would like their child to be in. So, for example, if I live in Hazelwood, that's going to be my first choice because I'm going to want my child to go to the school nearest their house. However, the way we set up our rosters, that site may fill up before we get to a particular child's name. So the second site in rank order on the parent's application will be the site that we place, you know, the child in. We try to accommodate the parents as much as possible. There'll also be a schedule for the screening developed, and parents will get a call back or a letter in the mail with the date and time of their screening so that they can bring their child to the appropriate location and we can do the screening for the parents. And what we do with our screening is we use a screener called the Brigance. If the child is 3, about to turn 4, they'll be screened using a 3-year-old screener. If they're 4, they'll be screened with the 4-year-old screener. And basically what we are looking for are those readiness skills that determine whether or not a child is going to be successful in kindergarten. And that would include knowing some of the alphabet, knowing some of the numbers, being able to identify certain objects and pictures and explain their uses. All of that's done, the screener is scored, and then we buy guidance from the state, then create a rank order sheet that lists our students from the most needy to the least needy, and we start building our classes from that sheet.
Right. Okay, so that's a lot, but and I want to take just a minute and just say I want to thank the special funding sources. This is not regular school system funding from the state per pupil or from the county commissioners. This is typically federal money through federal Title I. There is some substantial help from NC Pre-K, and then a few private pay people, but I want to thank the folks who provide that funding. This is not part of our regular funding for schools. And then I guess as we go into the last, you know, minute and a half or so of the program, just talk about what learning's like. And I don't want to be critical of other settings, but this is not child care.
No.
This is pre-kindergarten school.
Yes.
Right, and there won't be rows of desks or anything like that, but it's a great learning environment. So can you talk about that for a minute?
Okay, traditionally, pre-K across the board has been about experiential learning, play, you know, so forth. And what we have done in our pre-K as of 7 years ago is we have created a program that is a balance. Centers still exist in all of our pre-K classrooms. Kids are going to go to centers, but there's going to be some learning focus that is understood by the children when they go to those centers about what it is they need to be doing and why they're doing it. We've also implemented a focused reading block in our pre-K so that kids are getting foundational skills developed in explicit instructional formats. And we've also included a math curriculum in our pre-K that was developed by Doug Clements and his wife, Julie Sarama, who are internationally known math researchers. And so kids are getting explicit math instruction as well that, you know, prepares them for kindergarten. We've also got a science curriculum that we use that's hands-on and experiential. So our program is a mix of the social-emotional development, the play aspect, and the academic.
All right. Thank you. Extra year of school.
Yes.
For a lot of folks who need it. Thank you, Mr. Moss, for being on the program. Again, call us at 456-2400 to maybe get your name on the call list and then watch for the advertisements. Also, and get your application filled out and send it in. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.